Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Top five roadblocks to the Super League. Which we've gone through a lot of them. I just thought we'd, put it in the... put a nice little bow on it today, and then we can move on past this until 2035 when it actually happens.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be that long. I do wonder, though, for people, if like there is a level of revolt coming, you know, which is all some of this stuff of just like, just enough already with this Super League, and they just do it. Like, I think that's where I've been for a couple months now. Like, all right, cool, Sankey doesn't like this new idea. Okay, then just do whatever you're going to do, but I guess they got to let contracts run their course and lawsuits as well. And then hope, like, is it too much to just want to get to a point where everybody knows where they are and they're just there?
Yeah.
And it's not like every day is like they could be leaving or they could be, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I hope we find a spot where everybody just kind of knows what the future holds for once, because nobody's known that for what seems like quite a while now.
Top five roadblocks to the Super League. Number five, lawsuits. I mean, look, part of the thing about getting the NCAA to do this is, one, they have to figure out if they're going to win or lose these lawsuits, which they're probably going to lose. Two, they have to get a lot of people on board to be like, hey, let's move on from this so that we can get rid of these lawsuits. Three, even if they do this, it's not going to stop a lot of the lawsuits. Like the back pay one, like getting sued for back pay, that one is going to be very interesting to see.
That I mean, that's the one that we were kind of referring to. That's the one that could be like multi-billion dollars. Again, I think that that's obviously not going to be the real number when all is said and done. That's why you negotiate and you mediate and you come to a number that is going to make sense and you can all agree on. But yeah, there, if like of all the big bad looming threats, like this seems to be the, or that one in particular of the back pay and how much schools could be held accountable for. And it wouldn't be like, well, we're in this league, we don't have to know. It'd be like everybody's got to pony up a certain amount of money. That's the one that I think's got a lot of people clutching their pearls right now. But, yeah, there's a bunch of other ones, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Number four, fear of the unknown. No one's going to say this out loud, but part of the reason that a lot of people wouldn't sit down and even consider it, like you, when you hear – you know, the SEC head coach say, as AD says, it's DOA, it's dead on arrival. I guarantee you a lot of that is just because you've got a lot of people like, nope. No, I don't know. There's too many questions. I'm not going to – I know this. Like, I can understand this. I can wrap my arms around this right now, no matter how ugly and chaotic and bananas it is. I understand this. Super League, I don't understand. I don't understand why we do this. Like, why should we have to do this? And, you know, those are the things, the fear of the unknown. And I think a lot of things good don't happen because people fear the unknown.
Yeah, I mean, I'll disagree slightly here. I mean, I think clearly college football is searching for answers, and none of the answers are the traditional methods. Like, we're not going back to the BCS, so the unknown's all that's out there. That's the only thing that can be done now at this point is really the unknown, because you're not going to start reducing, save maybe reducing conferences or what have you. But that, again, is another whole arm of a speculation and discussion that's it's a topic unto its own. But, yeah, I mean, I think everybody does have a fear of the unknown here, Paul. They have a fear of how much that lawsuit we're talking about is going to cost. They have a fear of how many more lawsuits and how much that's going to cost. They have a fear of, you know, depending on what league you're in, what your league looks like on the other side of this. But I disagree. I don't think it's a roadblock to this particular idea. I think it's more or less probably the other things involved here, but the unknown, you're going to have to embrace that now. And if you aren't, then you are really just, I mean, a complete buffoon, because there's no room to sit there and hold tight now at this point in college sports. If you haven't realized that already, if you were fighting the battle to stop player pay, and if you were fighting the battle for NIL, and if you were fighting the battle for this or that, like, you've lost all those battles. So the unknown is about to become the known, and you better get used to it.
Number three. TV contracts. Maybe this should be number one, but number three, the television contracts. You're not going to get, especially with the college football playoff, and John Wilner said this, ESPN is the only one who has it right now. Nobody else bid on it, really. Or if they did, it wasn't, you know, they were lukewarm to the idea, and ESPN got it for a lot cheaper than it could have been had there been multiple media partners in the bidding. There were not multiple media partners in the bidding. So why is ESPN going to do anything until the SEC's contract is over and Fox until the Big Ten's contract is over? Then once those things are over and the things start to shift a little bit more, maybe we'll see something.
Yeah, I mean, but at least for the next few years, there's a TV contract in place. So even if this idea was to be well-received by everybody, I suppose they could, you know, rush hour it, but it's not going to start in the next few years because they've got the playoff set up and ESPN's got that playoff. And they could, of course, you know, sublease games or whatever ideas have been thrown out there. I know Bob's mentioned that as well. But, yeah, there doesn't appear to be an appetite for these other networks to get involved, at least in those early round games. And so that is, I think, a very interesting point on its own. But the TV networks are going to be the ones that have to agree to this as much as the SEC and the Big Ten do. And I don't know why ESPN in particular would want to go down that road.
Yeah, absolutely. Number two, university presidents. Now, the one on the right, actually, I think she'd be kind of game for this. I think she's, of course, she's on the transformation committee and all that. I think she'd be one that'd be more apt to understand it. But for a large part of university presidents, they don't get any of this. You know, E. Gordon Gee's on the committee, and he gets it. But another Bob Thompson quote, and he has this pinned on top of his Twitter timeline at the day the Pac-12 officially fell apart, was from his experience, and this is true, university presidents don't know anything about this. And they're fed certain pieces of information that they kind of go, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then at the end of it, you know, most of them don't know because this is not their area of expertise. And I'll give you a second example. Listening to the Cal, or reading the notes of the Cal board meeting when it was, you know, UCLA leaving, you had a lot of people who were, you know, nuclear physicists that had never thought once about conference affiliation, asking very basic questions that you would have hoped they could have skipped past in resolving it. So the university presidents, not only that, there's just so many of them that have to agree to this and get on board that you're going to have way too many cooks in the kitchen for this to go smoothly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much they, I mean, they obviously have some say. I don't know what the extent is compared to, you know, they've got to sign off, obviously, but yeah, they're not really in the weeds on this decision-making process. And so, yeah, that's another layer of bureaucracy and people that you've got to sign off or that have to sign off. But, yeah, I don't know about being the second biggest roadblock, but certainly there's a lot in their way, and this could be part of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And number one, the Big Ten and the SEC, or the SEC and the Big Ten, as it's written here. Look, they're not gonna budge on this until they're made to. And I don't see a thing that's going to make them. So until they figure out how to make the most money for the SEC and the Big Ten and keep their conferences the way they are and keep their brands together the way they are, none of this is going to happen. But I would just like to hear what they think of it. And look, I don't think the Big 12 is all that keen on it either. So leaving them out of it is probably a little unfair, but these are the two that are calling most of the shots right now.
I don't think it's unfair because I don't think the Big 12 is going to be a swing vote one way or the other. No. I mean, they could be a swing vote, but they're not going to be a determining factor necessarily the same way that the two listed here are going to be. And, yeah, they are, along with the TV networks, the ones that are going to be controlling or already do control the most sway. Mm-hmm. That's not going to change anytime soon. So, yeah, I mean, without the TV networks on board and without these two right here, it's not what it's advertised to be, which is a national college football playoff. Then again, if they were to go off and do their own thing, like some people have assumed they will for years now, or feel like they still might do, then I don't know that that's a national playoff either. If you're leaving out, you know, various schools across the country, but there's no denying wherever you sit on what could be possible and what's not possible, like whatever's possible that includes everybody is going to have to include these two first and foremost. And they've got the most sway and the most money and the most eyeballs and all of that, and that's not changing. So, yeah, between those two and the TV networks, I mean, those are the folks that are going to be deciding this. And right now I don't see a reason for those two in particular to go along with this one idea that's not, you know, guaranteed by any means, and obviously is not gaining a whole lot of traction, is already like losing it if anything. But whatever other example or what tweaks they make to this particular idea or what other ideas crop up, then yeah, these two are going to have to be involved, have to give the green light. And you just hope if you're the Big 12 or any of these other conferences that there is going to come a point where everybody is on the same page all together, and it's not, you know, them two going off into the distance on their own. But remains to be seen how all it's going to work. That's why we continue to wonder ourselves. But, yeah, it's not happening without their approval.
All right, that's going to do it for us. And, again, a little bit of housekeeping for Monday. They're closing roads down here. There's going to be a billion people in Waco. We don't know about our ability to actually get in this building normally on Monday. We just don't know. Our intent, obviously, would be to do a show that day. But if you don't see a show on Monday, no, it's because the sun god Ra apparently has taken over this town, and we are kind of stuck.
Have you mentioned why? It's the eclipse.
It's the eclipse, yeah. The eclipse is here. Eclipse. We Waco is apparently the best place to see it in all of America, in the totality. We're all of our hotel rooms are sold out. Craig, I don't know if you saw, you might have, it was right before you walked in, there was a group of about 50 people taking it like a tour of downtown Waco that we never see in any other circumstance, but they're already here. It's Friday. The eclipse is on Monday. So 3-day weekend in the 254 for a lot of people. And so we don't, Like, I'd like to tell you we'll be here at 3 o'clock. I know that we won't be here at 1 o'clock for Triple Option because that's during the eclipse, and I, you know, kind of want to see it. And two, you know, that's when it'll be craziest. Maybe things will release a little bit once it has passed. We don't know that, though. And there's a lot, like, again, even if it does, the roads are still closed all around us. So that's kind of the issue we're going to have. If you see us on at 3 on Monday, you know, the offerings were made. And obviously a virgin was thrown in a volcano or something, and people went on and about their way. Or the roads are blocked and we can't get here. So that's what we're kind of dealing with right now. There's never been anything like this that's happened here before, where this many people are in town for one event. So we have no idea how to prepare for it. None. Like, it's just,
we don't need to explain. We'll be here maybe. We might not be here on Monday. Yeah. Like, you get it. And yeah, it's a once in a lifetime type of thing, I guess. And there's a lot of traveling parties coming this way. I know it out in Tyler as well, as another spot where I'm from. Have my mom works very closely with the city, and they, same thing, jam packed hotel rooms, been booked up for months. There's all these new people coming in, like by the thousands, new people coming in. I don't know. I'm not a part of like the group that would do this, like travel to East Texas to go watch this, but there are definitely thousands of people that are interested in it. So it may block us from coming to work on Monday. It might not. I guess you'll see when you tune in at 3 o'clock on YouTube on Monday.
Yep. Absolutely. So thanks for watching. Whatever you do, 365 Sports tonight on the CW locally here in Waco. Have a nice weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday or Tuesday. We don't know.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.